as you're meditating while you're listening to the Dharma talk. Give most of your attention to the breath, to your actual meditation. The talk is here in the background, pointing things out that may or may not be appearing right now in your breath, in your mind. But it's important that you understand that Dharma is right there in the body and the mind. The words are not the actual Dharma. One of the Pali terms for a Dharma talk, Dhammadesana, literally means pointing to the Dharma. In other words, the words aren't the Dharma, the words point to what you should be looking for in the breath, in the mind, in this area of awareness where you're experiencing the body from within. There's an old Peanuts comic strip where Linus comes up to Lucy and says, "Feel how cold my hands are." So he touches her. And she says, "Oh, yes, they're cold." And then she asks, "Well, how do you know how they feel when you're inside them?" And this is a big problem for most of us. We're not really that conscious of how we feel the body from within. You know, this is the area where the Buddha says you're going to find the Dharma. Many of the texts talk about touching the Dharma with the body, even seeing the Dharma with the body. It's where you're experiencing the body right now. That's where the important things are going to be discovered. The experience of concentration is going to be felt right here. Even when you go into the formless realms, it's going to be right here. Where the surface of the body begins to seem to disappear. But right where the body was felt, that's where you're going to start noticing space and consciousness. So it's right here where you want to look and get used to looking again and again and again so you can see things more and more precisely. Now the words are useful to help you distinguish some of the things you might be experiencing here. It's like those people who are trained to be professional tasters. Part of their training is in learning how to notice very carefully what their taste buds are telling them, but also a large part is learning a vocabulary so they can start making distinctions. And this is the purpose of these words pointing to the Dharma, to help you notice things that are happening right here that you might have overlooked, you might have missed, subtle distinctions. Because most of us look at this sense of the inside of the body, and we can notice whether we're feeling well or not well. And for a lot of people, that's about it. Some people even can't even experience the body, either through abuse when they're small or some trauma. They have trouble feeling their bodies, being sensitive to what's going on. So try to back into your body. Notice how the back feels. Notice how the different parts of the body feel from within. And use the breath as your guide. Think of the different aspects you notice in the body as an aspect of the breath energy. There's actually four elements altogether. There's breath, fire, water, earth. In other words, it's a sense of energy which can either be moving or can be a still but kind of buzzing energy. That's breath. Don't think of the breath only as the air coming in and out. It's the energy buzz throughout the body. When you start thinking of the body as an energy buzz, then you can notice aspects of the body that are not quite right. You might have accepted them in the past as feeling solid and thinking, well, that's where the bones are, or that's where the muscles are tight. But if you tell yourself, okay, this is breath, And you notice, well, some parts of the breath seem to be stuck, others are stagnant. They don't move. They don't flow. Okay, what can you do to get them to move? What can you do to get them to flow? Changing your perception will also change your questions, change your ideas of what's possible. Then there's the warmth. Sometimes it seems too warm, sometimes it doesn't seem warm enough. Which parts of the body are warmest right now? Do they feel comfortable or do they feel overly warm? If they feel comfortable, think of spreading that warmth throughout the body, the places that are cooler. In the summer, you want to do the opposite. Look for the cool areas and think of the coolness spreading throughout the body. That's the water. And the earth is a sense of solidity or heaviness. Does the body feel too heavy, or do you feel too lightheaded? Can you bring things into balance? If you're feeling too heavy, think more of lightness, the breath, energy, lifting you up. If you're feeling too lightheaded, think more of earth. There's bones, there's all this solid stuff in your body that can ground you. Once you've been able to detect these different feelings within the body, then the next point is to try to bring them all into balance. Things are not too warm, not too cold, they feel just right. When the body is brought into balance, your sense of the breath is going to change. The energy flow in the body, it's less that you have to pull things in from without. It's more that the pores of your skin are wide open, different parts of the body are nourished with breath energy, and then think of them sharing the breath energy with other parts of the body that seem more starved. The more things connect within the body, the less you're going to need to pull in breath from the outside. This is important, because the more things come to balance and stillness like this, the more clearly you'll be able to see what the mind is doing right here. And particularly that very peculiar activity that the mind has of taking a sensation in the body and using it as a kernel for a thought. It becomes a little symbol in the mind, and then the symbol turns into a thought world. The more quiet and balanced things are in the body, the more clearly you'll be able to see this and to see how arbitrary the whole process is. Of course, it does have its uses. This is why we're able to think and to function in the world. But you also want to be able to pull yourself out at any time. So it's good to think of body, body, body. Keep the body in and of itself as your frame of reference. If a thought does arise, then you can sense where in the body it's lodged. Think of breathing through that spot. Or just think of the energy in that spot untangling itself and getting connected with the energy of the different parts right around it. This is called keeping the body in and of itself as your frame of reference. This is why the Buddha starts here when he teaches mindfulness. And in teaching mindfulness, he teaches you the themes of concentration. You want to maintain this sense of being centered right here, where you're aware of the body from within. So as the movements of the mind go flashing out, you can see them, but yet not ride along with them. That's how you understand things like greed, anger, and delusion, how you understand craving and all those other mental states that cause suffering. Learning how to watch how they form and learning how not to get hoodwinked by them. But it means being more and more sensitive to how things are happening here in the body, how the mind and the different elements of the body, different properties of the body interact. So when you find yourself in a bad mood, you're not so much taken about how bad things are outside, you realize, okay, this is a bad mood and there's something wrong with how the mind and the body are interacting. So you learn to look inside and not take the comments of the mind and the world outside so seriously. Again and again, this is the message of the meditation. You want to put yourself in a position where you can watch these processes as processes rather than as reliable information about the world out there. Realizing that everything you know about the world out there is going to be filtered through this area of your experience. The area that we're not that clear about, that we're not that articulate about, that we're not that observant about. Which means, of course, we're going to get diluted by the information that the mind puts together. And the way to get past that delusion is to get more and more clear about this clearinghouse, the area where you're aware of the body from within. This is where everything important is going to appear. And if you don't see anything happening here, you're not looking carefully enough. Because this is where everything happens. Everything that's going to shape your life. Has to go through this filter. So you want to get to know the filter very well. So you can recognize it when it's filtering things in an accurate way, in a useful way, and when it's filtering them in an harmful way, when things are getting distorted. So we focus on the breath, not simply as a means for getting the mind to settle down and be still so you can look at other things and gain insight. And the insight we're gaining here is not so much an insight that you can put into words. The words help, so you can articulate what you're experiencing here. But the real Dharma is going to appear right here, in your inner sense of the body. This is why it's so important that you get sensitive to this area and that you're continually sensitive to this area. So you're not rushing in, rushing out, rushing in, rushing out. You're going to stay right here. If there's any rushing in and out, you can watch it, but you're not going to rush with it. That's how you learn how to see things, see through things. As you get more and more sensitive here, so ultimately you will get to the point where you do touch the Dharma with the body. You see the Dharma with the body. It's a very intimate kind of seeing. Actually, a lot of the Dharma is already here right now. A lot of the processes of the body, the processes of the mind can be sensed from within. If you're not looking here, if you're not looking continually, or you're not looking with sensitivity, you're going to miss them. So try to develop those two qualities of being sensitive and being continuous in your sensitivity. Make this your frame of reference. And you come to see a lot of things you never saw before. They were happening here all along, but you were distracted. You were carried along by the flow. That's why the Buddha talks about the things that defile the mind as asavas, effluents, things that go flowing out. And for all too long a time, we've allowed ourselves to be carried along by the flow, and then end up deposited wherever the flow ends. But this way, at this point, we want to make our stance right here. The Buddha said, make the body in and of itself your island. So as the flow goes out, you don't go flowing along with it, and you get to see, oh, these are the things that get carried along by the flow. This is where the flow goes. But as long as you're standing on the island, You're not getting pushed around. You're not getting deluded. So this is why it's so important that you take your stance here and maintain this stance in all your other activities.